A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ki Sisa. So the Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Lamed Beis Amud Aleph tells us, in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, or while Klal Yisrael was in the midst of sinning by the golden calf, the Torah tells us, Ve'ata Hanicha Li, and now leave me, V'yichara pi bahem, and my anger will rise against them. V'achaleim, I shall destroy them, annihilate them. V'ese oscha l'goy gadol, and I shall make you, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, into a great and mighty nation. The Gemara continues and tells us, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Abahu says, Ilmale mikra kosov, were this pasuk not written, Ef shalomro, it would be impossible to say it. Melamed shetofsu Moshe laKadosh Baruch Hu. This teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was tofes, grabbed on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, ka'adam shu tofes es chavero bibigdo, like a person who latches onto, who seizes his chaver, his friend bibigdo, by his garment va'armar lefanav, and said before him, Rabbono shalolam, Ein ani manichacha ad shetimchol v'tislach lahem. I shall not release you until you forgive and give salicha, pardon, to the Jewish people. The tzalach comes and asks a very pashut yet very insightful question. And that is, why was it necessary for the Gemara to come and tell us, ka'adam shehu tofes es chavero bibigdo, like a person who latches on, who seizes his friend bibigdo by his garment? All the Gemara needs to tell us is that Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed on to his friend. You grab on to a person, you hold a person tight, and you say, what are you doing? Why is it necessary to be so specific and to tell us that he didn't grab his friend, but he grabbed his friend by his beged, by his garment, and ultimately said before him, Ein ani manichacha, I won't let go of you, ad shetimchol v'tislach lahem, until you come and you forgive and ultimately give pardon to the Jewish people? That is our first question. Interestingly, the Torah comes and tells us about Klal Yisrael's chait. The Torah tells us, Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe loredes min ahar. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in coming down the mountain. Vayikohel ha'am al Aaron. And the people gathered around Aaron, vayomru elav. They said to him, Kum aselanu Elohim. Come and make for us gods, Asher yelchu lefaneinu, who will go before us, Kize Moshe ha'ish, Asher he'elanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, because this man Moshe, who had brought us up from Mitzrayim, lo yadano mehayalo, we don't know what came of him. We don't know where he is. And Chazal comes and tells us that they saw a dmus, an image of Moshe Rabbeinu having died. But the question that I have is, why is it that at this point Klal Yisrael referred to Moshe Rabbeinu as the one who had brought us up from Eretz Mitzrayim? Why not come and refer to Moshe by the last episode? Whatever happened to the man Moshe who went up to bring us the Torah? In other words, why are they referencing or referring to Moshe Rabbeinu as the one who had brought us up from Eretz Mitzrayim? That was ages ago. Simply tell and refer to Moshe as the one that went up to receive the Torah. After all, that's what's happening right now. What's happening right now is Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. If anything, it gives more gravitas, it gives more credence to their claim. Whatever happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up to receive the Torah? What happened to him? the image that they had was that he had died while being up there. It would have given more credibility, it would have made more sense to refer to Moshe as the one who received the Torah, not the one who had brought them up from Mitzrayim. That's our second question. Our third and final question is based upon the teachings of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichas Musar. He asks as well a very profound question based upon the psukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lech Reid, go down, Kishiches Amcha Asher Ha'eliso Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Go down for the nation that you have brought up from Mitzrayim has become confused. They've become corrupt. Saru Maher Min Haderech, they have strayed quickly from the way Asher Tzivisem that I have commanded them. Asulahem Egel Masecha, they have made for themselves a golden calf. Vayishtachavu lo, vayizbechu lo. They've bowed down, they've worshipped, they brought karbanos, vayomer, they've said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Asher he'elucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, these are your gods, O Israel, which again brought you up from Eretz Mitzrayim. Asks Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chet HaEgel haya ba'ofen shel saru maher min haderech. It was done in such a way where they have strayed quickly from that which I have commanded. Meaning to say that that's not the norm. The way that the Yetzer Hara seduces a person is based upon the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Kachu noso shel Yetzer Hara. This is the path. This is the trade of the Yetzer Hara. This is how the Yetzer Hara approaches his victims. Hayom Omer Lo Asakach. Today he says to do this. Ulamachar and tomorrow Omer Lo Asakach. Tomorrow do this. Ad she Omer Lo Lech Avod Avodazara. Go and worship idols. Meaning to say that the Yetzer Hara gradually develops or grooms a victim. And what he does is he makes this person feel comfortable. He appeases him. He develops a relationship with him. And then he goes and tells him to worship idols. Never do we find that the Yetzer Hara immediately at the outset comes and says, go and worship idols. And yet, what happened here was saru maher min haderech. They have strayed quickly from that which I have commanded. It's not the normal way that people typically sin. That's not the way that the Yetzer Hara seduces man. And even to compound the question, this was a generation, Dor HaMidbar Dor Deo. We're talking about a very knowledgeable people. Shero es ha'osos v'hamovsim. They saw the wonders and the miracles, Asher Asa Hashem Leparo, that Hashem had done to Paro and to all of Egypt, Vizachu, and they would bury Liros, Giloi, Shechina, B'Yamsov. They saw the revelation of God by the Yamsov. Till the point where Chazal tells us, the Ra saw Shivcha al Hayam, that a Shivcha, a maidservant, saw by the Yamsov, Mashalo, Ra Hanavim, that which the most loftiest of people, the Navi and the prophets, weren't able to see. Now they're standing at Har Sinai. And then instantly, they were on a lofty level to fall so precipitously. But Tzarech Lahavin asks Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, how is it possible that they fell so greatly? It was such an easy, easy sell. Eich yardu l'diota ha'tachton b'pam achas. How did they fall so quickly? In one sitting, not even today do this, tomorrow do that, and then the next day come and worship idols. Soru maher. It was quickly, v'lo kedarko she'yitzahara, and not the way of the Yitzhar Shehayom, where today Amar lo asakach, ulamach Amar lo asakach, and then finally the next day, they're going to worship idols. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that Klal Yisrael was very concerned. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu was expected to come down on a certain day, and he came down later. There was a miscommunication as to when it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down. And they were worried, they were frightened. By Kailam and the entire nation gathered to Aaron. They says, what happened? The man Moshe Rabbeinu, who had guided us and led us, we don't know where he is. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Chazal is revealing to us exactly how it was that Yisrael stumbled by the Chet HaEgel. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu, from the time that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim until now, Moshe Rabbeinu always guided them, walked in front of them. He was their manhig u'mor lehem asaderech. He taught them what to do, how to do, when to do. And now, the Satan had come and conjured up an image that Moshe Rabbeinu had died, and his coffin, his aron, was suspended in the air. V'hayu kol Yisrael shiruyim b'pachad u'be'ala. And all of Yisrael was steeped. They were frightened. They were startled. They were confused. Leneged einayim, opposite them, choshech v'afela, anan v'arafel. There was darkness, sadness, gloom, depression. And everything was just b'irbuvya gedola. There was just mixture and confusion. U'birosam kach ibdu es astonoseim. They lost any desire. They didn't have the will to continue. Their will was broken. Their greatest leader and their Rebbe was forever gone. Vishruyim bepachad, and they were steeped in fear. Who's going to teach them, guide them? They were confused. All they saw was darkness. They were in a state of depression. In that type of situation, where man just feels black and dark and empty, but matzav ze yochel haya hasatan. It's at that moment that the satan can come and act. Masha'in biyado lifo b'matzav ragil. Typically, the satan has to groom, has to seduce, has to develop a relationship with a person. The person has to feel comfortable, and then the yitzhar can come in and destroy and wreak havoc. But now the Yitzhahara didn't need to do that, because B'nai Yisrael, they were confused. They were depressed. They were in a dark place. Now the Yitzhahara realized, I don't have to groom. I can simply go in for the kill at this point. Kisha Adam Mevu'al Va'oved. When a person feels confused and lost, thinking that Va'oved Eitzos, there's no way out. Vafiluhu migdolei olam ki Yisrael b'midbar. Even if they're the greatest of the people, like the Dor HaMidbar, who was the Dor Dea, they're nonetheless in a very difficult situation to fall from the greatest of heights to the lowest of levels. Ve'ena Yitzhar tzarech lavo ela b'derech shel asakach. The Yitzhar doesn't have to come and seduce them and groom them. Elohu mapilu b'pam achas. It can be instant. If a person remains steeped in darkness and depression, if a person forever has that state of confusion, it's very easy for the Yetzirah to seduce a person. He doesn't have to go through the proper channels. A person is at his lowest point and doesn't see light at the end of the tunnel. All he sees is confusion and darkness, and an outlook that is bleak, doesn't see any way out. It's a self-fulfilled prophecy, and it's at that moment where the Satan with the Yitzhahara comes and seduces man without having to groom him first. And that, I believe, is precisely the outlook in the Hashkafa of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael comes and they gather and they come before Aaron. And he said, what has happened? Kize Moshe, ha'ish asher he'elanu me'eretz Mitzrayim. What, this man Moshe that had taken us out from Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, their whole mantra throughout their stay in the Midbar, their outlook was always being stuck in Eretz Mitzrayim. They were never able to get past the fact that they were slaves or they were enslaved by Paro in Mitzrayim. Anytime there was a situation that looked bleak, they always referred back to Mitzrayim when they were by the Yam Suf. Torah tells us, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael eseneyam, v'hinei Mitzrayim noseach areyam, Vayiru ma'od, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, Vayomer el Moshe, l'yishet to Moshe, Hamibli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim l'kachtanu l'amos b'midbar, were there not enough graves in Mitzrayim that you took us out into the Midbar? Ma zo sasiso lanu lohotzianu Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out to Mitzrayim? We had so much in Mitzrayim. We had cucumbers and we had leek and we had fish. This was the rallying cry of Klal Yisrael. They never were able to rid themselves. They were stuck. They were forever stuck in a bad place, always referencing Mitzrayim. Whatever happened to this man, Moshe, Asher he'elanu me'eretz Mitzrayim? Shouldn't they have said, the one who received the Torah on Har Sinai, the one who went up and is speaking face to face? No, because B'nai Yisrael, who they were, the Dor Dea, however brilliant they were, emotionally they were a very fragile community. They were a very delicate people. And they couldn't get past the fact that they were slaves in Mitzrayim. And everything referenced the fact that they were enslaved to Paro. Instead of looking ahead, instead of seeing the unbelievable promise that would lie ahead, they forever remained victims of their past. And that ultimately is the downfall, is the precipitous fall of the Jewish people. If they would have been able to see light at the end of the tunnel, if they would have been able to look past Mitzrayim, they would have been able to come and appreciate and recognize that Moshe Rabbeinu was at Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them a brighter future, was giving them an opportunity to succeed and to develop and to live a meaningful, purposeful life, irrespective of what they had experienced in the past. They weren't able to change their perspective. It always referred back to Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, or Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'elucha Meretz Mitzrayim, or when they were by the Yam Suf, instead of being able to see that there's a future, there's a path ahead, they were still stuck in the fact that they had it so good in the land of Mitzrayim. So what does a person do to rid himself of such mentality? He has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu guided Klal Yisrael in teaching them what they need to do. The Slach comes and tells us something very interesting. He comes and he asks, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had to latch on, had to grab or to seize the clothing of his chavero? Just say that he's latching on to his friend. So the Tzlach says something very interesting. He says, "Ki habigodim sha'adam lovesh," that the clothing that a person wears, morim amashe belibo, it guides us, it teaches us what's in his heart, what his mood is like. Ki imhu shas chedva v'simcha, that if he's in a happy time, in a joyous time, so a person will wear big day chofesh. He'll wear his clothing that represents freedom, that represents vacation. Imhu shas tsar v'ovel, and if his friend is in a sorrowful time, a time of mourning, so he's going to wear lovesh shechorim, big day ovel, the choger sak, he's going to wear sackcloth. The clothing that a person wears represents the mood that he's in. So kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this as well. Ein shum shinoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shinoi. However, what changes is kaviyachol b'midosav, his attributes. Shehu mishtamesh bohem ha-kolofi ha-makablim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his midos commiserate with what the makablim, what B'nai Yisrael are doing. Shemishtanim ha-midos, he changes his midos. Imhu shas ratzon, if it's an appealing time. Shebriyosav osim ritzono, that the creations are doing his will. Umaseim olim larech dichoach, and their actions go up with a beautiful aroma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wear the begadim of ratzon. He's going to wear the clothing of ratzon v'chesed. And if chas v'shalom, they're angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's going to wear the begadim kaviyachol hamorim al midas hadin. That represents the midas hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in essence, doesn't change. But his midos do. And the midos are the clothing. Just as clothing changes based upon time or on some other type of circumstance, so too as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending upon the mekablim, depending upon what we're doing, how we're acting, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing will change. Either he'll wear clothing that represent Yimei Ratzon, or clothing that represent Yimei Avil V'Tzar, but nonetheless, the clothing represents the mood or the midos of Hashem. And that ultimately is what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, says the Levush. What Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Tzlach, what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was latching on. He was latching on to the clothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'adam shetopes chavero bebigdo, kach Moshe topes bebigdei nokom. That Moshe Rabbeinu was latching on to the clothing that represented revenge, represented Midas Hadin. V'amar, and he says, I'm not leaving you until you change the clothing of nekama, of revenge and anger, to a clothing of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending upon the situation, changed. Perhaps sometimes he's wearing Yimei Ratzon, and sometimes he's wearing Yimei Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not get caught up and stay in a rut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has clothing. People change clothing. Our moods have to be commensurate with the times. If it's a time of darkness, if it's a time of avelus, so then we're supposed to be sad. But if it's a time of simcha, we're supposed to be happy. We have to be able to not internalize outside circumstances and allow that to dictate our perpetual mood. We have to be able to change as we change our clothing. Just as clothing represents the situation that people are in, if they're on vacation, they're wearing more relaxed clothing. And if they're at work, they wear work clothing. We have to be able to adapt. We have to be able to change. Doesn't mean that we're not stable people. It just means that there's a time for sadness. There's a time for joy. We can't get stuck in sadness when there is time for joy. Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai. This was an opportunity to move on, to change their perspective, to change their situation, to change who they are or how they think of themselves. They didn't understand, they didn't appreciate that they can change their clothing. They were no longer avadim. They were no longer steeped in the avoda, the back-breaking labor. They had to have been able to see that there's light at the end of the tunnel. So ultimately speaking, they forever forever felt of themselves as the ones that were taken out of Mitzrayim. They understood and viewed Moshe Rabbeinu not as the one that was receiving the Torah that would change their fortunes forever, but always stuck in the past as the one that took them out of Mitzrayim. That type of hashkafa ultimately brings destruction upon a person quickly, not needing to groom, not needing to gradually seduce, but immediately go in and bring destruction and victimize innocent people. And that's ultimately what they didn't understand, that they need to adapt, that there is a time for sadness, but there's also a time for redemption and a time for joy. To always remain in a state of gloom or a state of destruction brings destruction. It's a self-fulfilled prophecy. We have to emulate the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it isn't one way all the time, but rather it's important to emulate the Hashem, to adapt, that there are times of sadness, but there's also times of happiness, times of freedom, an opportunity to grow and develop and to nurture, to go above and beyond what we ever expected. That is represented through the lavush, the clothing, just as clothing changes depending upon the scenario or situation, so too we have to be able to adapt and adjust and recalibrate, that there are times of sadness, but there are also times of joy. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be able to see light at the end of the tunnel, that right now it appears bleak, and we don't see a way out. But Im Yirtzeh Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change his clothing from the Midas Hadin to the Midah of Racham, to the Midah of compassion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bestow upon us much blessing. When we see his Ratzon and his Rachamim, that we should be Zochet to the Gula Shlema, B'mehera V'yameinu. Amen.